Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Out and About on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Life in the 21st Century. Our guest today is Betty Ramsey, who's a research physiotherapist at the University of Sydney. But you have some other role, don't you, Betty?
Yeah, hi there, Jeff. Thanks for having me. So, yes, I'm a research physio, as you said, and I work in the Institute of Musculoskeletal Health, which is part of the Faculty of Medicine at Sydney University, the old King George V building opposite RPA.
So when should we start thinking about exercise as we age?
Well, I think the thing is, as we get older, that we all know that our strength and our balance and our general movement isn't improving, shall we say. And for a lot of people, they notice changes sort of sneaking up on them. I've worked a lot in my career as a physiotherapist with older people who are quite frail, so often people in their 80s and 90s. And I think if they could turn the clock back, they would certainly have considered, for many of them, not all, but being more active when they're younger. So I think physical activity is really important throughout your life, but certainly in your kind of 40s and 50s and 60s, setting up good habits then is really important for the future. And for people who are, say, already in their 80s and 90s, it's never too late to make a change and actually to make improvements in strength and balance and walking. So it's certainly not inevitable that as you get older, things get worse. There's a lot that you can do to help keep yourself mobile so you really can enjoy life to the full.
And what can we do to make sure that getting older is as enjoyable as possible?
I think that being physically active is so important, and some people have this sort of head in the sand approach. I don't know if you know people around you, but you know, people who kind of ignore their health. And often you can see people who are at a point in their life where they surely really would want to be enjoying it as much as possible, but sometimes health can be a bit of a setback. So people might be okay financially and hoping that they might be able to travel and enjoy the grandkids and things like that. But sometimes it doesn't go that way for people. So really to do things to help you to enjoy life as much as possible as you get older, from my perspective as a physiotherapist, being physically active is so important. And being able to get out and about, when I talk about physical activity, it doesn't mean going to the gym or putting on Lycra or any of those things. It can be as simple as getting out for a walk and gradually increasing your walking if you haven't been doing that before. It can be really quite simple strength and balance exercises that you can do at home. And for other people who are already engaged, radio listeners will be aware of healthy aging programs, perhaps through council. And I listened to one of your programs, I know that was mentioned. So looking out to the healthy aging programs and what's available for people who would like to join an exercise group.
And what are the benefits of remaining physically active as we age?
Yeah, there's so many benefits, Jeff. It's, you know, people might just think about, oh, try and keep my weight under control. That can be something for people, because generally we might sort of put on a kilo or two per year, and that kind of stacks on after a few years, which can be difficult. So that is often the first one people think about. Well, I want to lose a bit of weight. But there's so many things that you can benefit from. If physical activity, the benefits could be put in a pill, everyone would be taking it. So to look at some of those benefits, obviously there's your general fitness and your strength and balance. So keeping you mobile as you get older is a really important one. Even things like getting out of a chair can get harder as we get older. Lots of people talking about, you know, going around to friends and the lounge chair was very low and it was hard to get out of it. So looking at keeping life enjoyable in that way, you know, that's one of the important things. To be independent, that's a huge driver for many people, to be independent as possible as you get older. But other things, including, you know, the possibility of improving your sleep through physical activity can be a help in that area. And lots of people have problems with sleep. In terms of mental health, a reduction in depression is possible, and reduced anxiety. So those benefits are talked about more and more in media now, but they really are areas that can have a beneficial effect. And things like avoiding or managing chronic conditions, so things like diabetes, heart disease, blood pressure problems, breathlessness, and then the things like managing your weight, feeling more confident, and I guess a kind of joy in the ease of movement that you can continue to have as you get older.
Well, you've convinced me, but should I go out now and buy an exercise bike?
No, I wouldn't waste my money on that, Jeff, unless that's a passion of yours and you want to sit in your lounge room in front of the telly and pedal away. That's certainly not necessary. So people find different ways of exercising, but from the work that we do, we work in different areas in our research work, and we do a lot of health coaching, which basically we're working one-on-one with people by phone, not face-to-face, and looking at what people would enjoy doing or what they'd be willing to do. So certainly not buying an exercise bike. I've spoken to hundreds of people in recent years, and I think I can only think of two who did want to buy an exercise bike. But, you know, doing things like just getting out in comfortable clothes, a good, decent pair of comfortable shoes is important, but just in your normal clothes, going for a walk and gradually building that up, or exercises at home, the really simple exercises that you can do. It's important that people are aware that they don't want to make any sort of existing injury any worse by doing exercise, but simple things like standing up and sitting down from a chair, like a dining chair, people do 5 times in a row. If that's easy, you can do 10 times. And then the next day, or, you know, do that for a week, just 10 stand up, sit down, if you can do that. And you're really working the big muscles, so the muscles at the fronts of your thighs, and the muscles in your buttocks, your gluteal maximus muscles. So with those sorts of exercises, that helps with standing up. It helps getting up stairs and things like that when those muscles are strong. Standing at the kitchen sink, if you're washing the dishes, you could go up and down on your toes. So, you know, hold on if you're not steady, and going up and down on your toes 10 times in a row really helps the strengthen your calf muscles. And that's important, again, for going upstairs or walking up a hill, and your general steadiness on your feet. So that's just examples of a couple of really simple strengthening exercises. And then for balance, people might try, you know, standing and holding on at the back of a sturdy chair. They could try standing heel to toe as if they're standing on a tightrope, and then just see if they could take the hand off and keep the balance for 10 or 20 seconds. It's really important to hold on and be safe if you're not, you know, you don't find your balance is good. And for other people who can manage more, they might stand on one foot and try that for, you know, 20 or 30 seconds. And then there's different ways that we can progress that to make those exercises a little bit harder. But I guess it's important to be clear that you don't have to go and buy that exercise bike. You don't have to spend money on a gym membership. There's ways that you can start at home and out and about in the community. And I was speaking to an older person this morning who was saying there are such beautiful places in Sydney, you know, to get the bus to down to the quay, if that's possible, or go to your local park. You know, we're really blessed with weather here that allows us mostly to be out and about. So thinking of some of those things you might have done when you're young that you might not think so much about doing, you know, if it's possible to get on public transport and take yourself to some of those beautiful places that Sydney has and have a walk out in the fresh air and, you know, in nature, if it's a park, those things are so good for us.
So tell us about falls, Betty.
Yes, sure, Jeff. So falls in older people, it's a huge area and can have a huge impact on someone's life. And I think from the work we do here, a lot of it is around falls prevention and now also looking at increasing physical activity. And I often think, I worked in the inner city in at Darlinghurst Community Health Centre for many years, and we'd see people there who were going pretty well in life, really, and then something happened and they had a bad fall. And, you know, some people have a small injury, other people can have a knock to the head or break the hip, something quite major. And it really has a big impact in terms of change in the course of people's lives, for some people, not for everyone. But I noticed then that the fear people have of having another fall can often lead to them not getting out and about and really losing confidence in their, basically in themselves and in their ability to walk, to access public transport and that sort of a thing. And many people who've been really quite engaged in the community, and they may have been part of groups or, you know, certainly going even out and having a chat with the person who runs a local shop or seeing neighbours or going to the park, those sorts of things. When those things stop because of a fall, it's quite catastrophic for people. I mean, I'm sure from the work you're doing, Jeff, you'd see how important it is to be socially engaged.
Yes, the subtitle for the program is Get Connected and Stay Connected.
Oh, okay, yeah. So being physically able to do that is so important. And the thing is around something like a fall, when people, whatever treatment they need afterwards, some people won't need any. They sort of pick themselves up and patch themselves up and keep going. But there are a lot of things that can be done to help someone in that situation. And that's around strength and balance exercises. Those things I mentioned, they're really, they're not complicated. But it's really good to be linked in with a health professional, if there is one, a physio or an exercise physiologist, or a local exercise group with an instructor who's used to working with older people, and to work on those areas that improves your physical function. And I think that's so important, getting older, staying socially connected. You know, you need to have the confidence to do that, but really the physical ability to do it is so important. And that's something around exercise. When we say exercise, people are sort of put off by that word, but it can often be very straightforward. Exercises at home, gradually increasing walking, and building someone's confidence back up. Because often the confidence that people lose is what has a major impact. It's not always that they have lost the ability, but it just can become a bit of a vicious cycle where they lose confidence, they do less, they stay home, and then they do lose strength and fitness, and on it goes. So just to say that exercise is so important in those areas as well, and things can be done to help people not to fall, and also to help people sort of recover and get back into life fully after something like a fall.
So tell us, Betty Ramsey, about your new study and how people can get involved.
Okay, so this new study that we're working on is, there's actually going to be 600 people in the study across Adelaide, Sydney and Melbourne. And the study is called Comeback. So what we're looking at is hoping that we can help people who have got room to improve in their mobility. So they might have some trouble with walking, moving around, and would like to make some change. And we know that physical activity is a huge untapped resource. And the idea with this study is we're using coaching, so phone-based health coaching or coaching through text messaging, to try and encourage people, so to provide support and motivation for them to start making changes in their lives. So it's really, the study is coaching and exercise for better walking. And we're interested in people who might like to volunteer to be part of the study. They need to be aged 18 or over, and to experience difficulty walking 800 metres. So that's half a mile. So if someone has difficulty walking half a mile, they can get out, so they could get to the letterbox, for example, and they don't need to be dependent on a wheelchair. Then we can talk to them about the study and explain a bit more. The study goes for 12 months, and we can, if people would like to be in touch with us, we can give them more information and see if it's something they might like to be part of. So we're running at different universities, but obviously here in Sydney, it's Sydney University. And volunteers that we've had in the past have really got a lot out of being part of a research study. Not only the benefits for themselves, but also knowing that they're, you know, doing good for health research and hoping, you know, to change the way that we can help people to live the most active lives they can in the future. So future generations, really, we're looking at as well.
Is there a website or a phone number that people can use?
Yes, we do. So the phone number to ring is 8627-6235. I'll just say that again. So it's 8627-6235. And that's my colleague, Kath Kirkham, who's a physiotherapist, and just to leave a message there if there's no answer. And there's also a website. So the website is www.comebacktrial.org.au. So I'll just say that again. It's www.comebacktrial.org.au.
Betty Ramsey, research physiotherapist at the University of Sydney, thank you very much for joining us today on Out and About for the Baby Boomer's Guide to Life in the 21st Century.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Jeff. It's been a real pleasure to talk to you, and I would just be delighted to come back. I think it's such an important area of really allowing people to start to see what's possible in their lives and not to think that things go downhill as you get older. There's a lot that you can do to change your health, improve your strength and balance and general fitness. And, you know, we don't see anyone who is too unfit for us to work with. We've got lots of people who are quite overweight, or they've got arthritis in the knees, or lots of different problems, and also people who are really in pretty good nick, but they just don't have that level of fitness.
Thank you once again.
Thank you, Jeff.